So fortunately, having put in effort, much effort, from the devotee's mind, one time, and to search, to seek the inner reality, true nature. I mean, you can check up your own life. I mean, one time, try to do these things. So fortunate. It's not just I make of you. You are so good. I will not make you proud. It's so true. And also discovering that most the human problem, mentally or physically, it all comes from attachment, manifestation. Comes from attachment. That's all. To discover that it takes so much time. It's not easy. This job is not easy job. You can see now, right now, you imagine sometimes, oh, this is too difficult life, and coming a comfortable bed, your house, and a sweet chocolate cake, those things, memory coming. Oh, then attachment, you can start here. Oh, better I live where I will stay. Well, enjoy. This is not sure, and the cake is sure. This kind of, you see, I mean, you know, we all know, if we went to go back home, we all know what trip we're going to do. But you see, the attachment, the following, it goes pure. Oh, so good, my bed is this, I am comfortable, I have my family, and all relaxed, happy, and you know, what I want to do, I'm free in my house, and here, it looks not clean. Oh, try to serious. But my serious mind is not coming anyway. I'm good. So many. This talking. The dualistic attachment talking to you. So much. And then you say, oh, yes. So then it's a study. So when you go big, you come down. In your room and sitting in your room, and then you check out. It's so silly. There's no place. Remember, I told you, there's no place in this. There is no place really gives satisfactory enjoyment. There's no place besides Australia. Do not think a Tibetan it must be fantastic in a place, paradoxical place. And everything is enjoyment, never. Since we have the satisfactory attachment coming with this body, wherever you go, the your mental surrounding is coming with you, with your mind. That's all. Even if you go mountain and cave, same thing. The satisfaction of mind together coming with you in the cave, even you escaped from the mountain. The attachment mind is coming with you, not left in mobile. To face to the problem is so worthwhile, rather than escaped from the problem with no understanding. The root of problem. We've been this way. It's not that it's something new to me. New to me. It is the old to me. We go, we change, we do it again. Remember? All this, even this life, so many trips we did with attachment. With the effort, everything is possible. To be able to attain or realization indestructible, everlasting peaceful, you must have indestructible mind for training. Training it not come itself, realization, without your training such a way. We should have determined so long time we are servant to these two departments, attachment to ego. So we serve, we try to make please it. And recognize this is a really, really the root of a bigoted enemy. destroying all your peaceful mind, all your enjoyment, by these two minds occupying in your internal world. You see, Lama's point of view, Lord Buddha's teaching, until you cannot see the real anima is within you, you don't recognize the attachment mind is the root of all problems, the physical, mental, all worry, all depression, everything it comes from, all problems it comes from your own attachment mind. If you don't recognize until death, even if you have sometimes 1 hour or maybe good concentration, that never lasts. But by recognizing psychological aspect problem, attachment, character, and function, and behavior, how attachment mind brings aggression, desire, and hatred, how brings. If you discover that so powerful, otherwise, when I surround in peace, we think, oh, I'm so peaceful, oh, I have so good meditation, I have so good realization. When you go out, supermarket or shopping street, people yelling you, you completely freak out. Because you are not concentrating, samadhi, and you walking, so freak out. But having this understanding, even if you go street and supermarket, wherever you go, you know how the psychology is, attachment will react, really control. Not easy to bring out. This not sort of philosophical point of view, Lama talks, not like that. It's really so real truth, true experience. It's so worthwhile. Actually, this is all the religions. Actually, they recognize something, attachment, something. Recognize. Not only Buddhism, not only Lord Buddha's teaching. Even world people say, oh, attachment. Sometimes we say, we use words, but we don't really recognize. Attachment is really the biggest problem in this earth. So therefore, I think it is recognize or discover attachment, your own attachment problem is the causation or problem of all your family, husband, wife, or children, society, or king, or queen, or doesn't matter, or reputation, or your friends don't like you, or and they talk badly to you, or you hate your teacher, or lama, or priest, you know. Really, it comes from your own attachment. You really check up. So fantastic. You see, I mean really, in the West, we always blame that this. Oh, yeah, I'm not happy, put this way. You understand? Always outside, there is something wrong with me. Always trying to change outside. Never emphasize, recognize, attachment is to change. Even a simple way, somebody say, you are greeting something, hurting your ego. It comes from attachment. The attachment behavior, people don't like. So you say, oh, you are greedy. So you hurt ego, oh, I'm greedy. Not accepting. Somebody say, to showing your attachment action, anybody to say, your parent or your husband or your wife, anybody to say, oh yeah, instead of accept say, you go hurt. I mean, you understand that. Somebody correct your attachment, ego's wrong, the ego's point of view, wrong concept, your point of view. You can't accept it. You see, this is a problem. This is a problem. Even parents or whatever, somebody loves you, to tell him to you, correct to you, not accepting at all. Why? Because ego wants you only right. I'm right. It's not true. I mean, it's not true. You only want right. You think you are right. You see, that your attachment makes sort of philosophy. I'm not going to listen anything, advise anything, my old father, my old mommy, sort of children make determination, closed mind. So, beginning they talk, ego hurt, beginning something part of their childhood, beginning they say, who are they? I want to close this. Never let it come out. What they say, beginning they're going to talk is you hurt, ego hurt. You see, that is the ego's determination, attachment, the determination before say, I want to close it, that door. So that when the trying part of the open door, beginning you complaining, what, but, something. So silly. How can you say all your partners, all your surrounding friends says is beginning everything wrong? So overestimate attachment, ego, you may completely reject. One who realizes, looking one's own positive behavior of attachment, just listening. Anybody says for you complaining, tell me. You listening. Not argument, one time, okay, possible, just check up. Maybe 1 week, 1 month, think about it, check up. When the conclusion comes, this kind of what he says is not really right. When the conclusion comes, then you go back again, relax. Instead of nervous, relax. Empty, nature, be, and then talk about it slowly. But you eat the same thing, you name it. Beginning you talk, you name it. You know? The ego. Beginning when you talk, always name it. Exactly same old impression, talking. So that everybody, the both becomes like that. Real, where of your expression, action change. Before maybe you talk this way. Maybe that time set up your pace together like that. You go like that. Maybe this part you show. This part. Here is you talk about whatever your problem. And you show you talk about that way. So the whole atmosphere, feeling change. Same thing, really two couple of problems. When you really want wisely to change, expression change. Instead of normal conversation talking like that, the whole behavior, atmosphere you change. The basic what you are talking is you not necessarily change, but your atmosphere change. Make space rather than two nerves reacting. You change. It makes space to go that information into his mind. That's very important. This is a psychological thing. You see how the attachment mind thinking, of course, he is my partner. I'm his child. You see, when beginning you think that, but he is my wife, I'm husband. The beginning thinking, that mind attachment, it still makes already difficulty, conflict coming that way. Instead of thinking I want to help others, he is my father, therefore he should do for me. Grasp something with the expectation. Only I want the advantage take from them. You know, just beginning. So the motivation is so important with attachment, so difficult communication. Yeah, it's true. Somehow you are a little bit communicating. Maybe this time meditation course with the Lama. Why? You check up. You surprised. Which you don't know nothing about me. You come here. You just listening. There is still communication. And you born with this, with your partner. You stay with your husband or wife or lifetime. So you took it a long time, and no communication. Why? You check up now. It's so silly, isn't it? So simple also. You don't know even what Lama is. Why you communicate? Really? This communication, do not think this is all Lama's power, Lord Buddha's teaching power. It's a mental attitude. Your own mental attitude. You have space, fundamental space. So the communication is coming, nature. If you don't have that space, your own fundamental, no matter what Lama talk is going to come here. As long as we have so concerned, concentrated, concrete attachment, it's following the wrong conception view of the ego. We say we love others and we try things are religious aspect, compassion or charity and so on. All very superficial. So superficial. All religious activity is superficial. Lama's point of view is so superficial, not sufficient, not sufficient. Not sufficient answer. So our love is the reason, the logical, our love. If you check up, really check up, honestly, I love him, I love her, because I want to take advantage. It does not say word intellectually. You check up, deeper. Expecting from them something helping and seeing something coming advantage from them. And then you accept that I love him. I love her. That quality of love is so poor quality. Even if we don't consider that is love. By understanding the cause, the root of attachment, and it brings a problem. By understanding the nature of problem of other people, and you doing things, wanting help things, so more deep reason, deep logical. That reason is a universal reason. Rather than other one is so narrow, closed mind, closed law, bigger law, I think. As long as you have such a pure love and you choose one object with a narrow mind, this is only my love object, compassion object. You choose some species, there's countless atoms here in this earth, atoms. You choose one atom like that. I love this atom. So silly mind, isn't it? Completely. The countless atoms, the energy into space, you choose one atom with a tight attachment, squeezing mind, squeezing. That reaction, immediately, another atom comes, you are unsecure. When you see another atom comes, you are unsecure. I'm not sure this atom. I'm not sure this atom. those unsecupini with the other atoms, because you choose particularly this atom is I love. It's so true, so simple. You really, your mind is like that. So response or reaction, then not sure, not trust them. So anyway, if I make clear the character, what you choose, speed, relativity, painting, what you ego's projection, what you paint on that character, you only see that character. It's good, trust object, good character, something like that, whatever you say, normally. Whatever you say, you choose that one. So the, when the other speed you see, you think, oh, this is not, I don't like this character, I don't like this color, I don't like this, I don't like that. So much, they automatically create sort of dislike. In other words, hatred. But too much for you, hatred, Yu Lama said. You interpreted such a way, such emotion level. The hatred does not mean, if Lama explained, hatred does not mean such emotion like that. In the mind, there's a passion which is you dislike. You don't want to bother with that. So that part you want to cross it. That nature is hatred. Actually, that nature is hatred. Because the unbalanced mind, unequal mind, it means unequal mind. You know, I mean, physically not having that. But the internal world is not balanced. By too extreme, they choose one particular atom, and the rest of the million atoms are for you sort of little bit against it, sort of thing. Against it. I'm not sure if I say words against it. Maybe that's not words. I need maybe psychological aspect of words. I'm not sure what words better. Doesn't matter, isn't it? I think you understand. I talk by in this body. You know? I think this is better, you know. Okay. So anyway, better maybe rejecting mind. One too extreme accepting with the attachment. And one reaction or response is, one is automatically rejecting, pushing back to, yeah. So, therefore, we are unhealthy mind. Of course, we are a normal person, we are a normal person, we are communicating, we are. But remember, these two minds, two extreme accepting, grasping, two extreme rejecting, these two minds as long we have. Even if you are looks healthy now, but when these emotion levels come out like that, we are clearly going sick, isn't it? I'm not making for you sort of putting more, but you should know that it is. That condition possible. Therefore, worthwhile all the time checking and observing your mind. There's no way that the reason you pick up. Otherwise, you just go without any observing, checking. And suddenly these emotion levels come out, you pick up. You don't know what happened to you. Therefore, all the schizophrenia, all the mental development of mental illness, it comes from real attachment. Therefore, I think it now, totally, universal living problem comes from attachment. besides your personal problem. Sometimes maybe you think people don't trust me. That also comes from attachment. People don't like you, don't trust people. That it comes from your own attachment. Other people seeing your own attachment vibration, seeing, so they don't trust you. If you do not give your own attachment vibration to others, other people think, oh, easy. They don't upgrade you. If your neighbor is so attachment, grudging of a stone mind, even if you be their neighbor, you upgrade. You know that. I'm sure. Very much upgrade. Even if you go near their house, near by there, you go very slow. Be careful. You upgrade with the going, you know. And many people, they don't go near their yard. Maybe they're going to figure out. You know this thing, it's a common problem, isn't it? We all know. Why? You see, that people don't like to you is actually they see your great emotion, there was vibration, green, and this thing. So people complaining to you. So people dislike, even people dislike, even your family don't dislike each other, don't like you. It comes from your own attachment. Anyway, really, we have to realize completely if this meditation is the cause, killing care of your mind. Completely realize all this, any problem, mental problem, relationship problem, whatever problem in this earth, everything is come from attachment. If you realize without any question, so worthwhile. Don't worry about it. Oh, I don't have a good concentration. Concentration alone is not enough. Concentration is more emphasizing by the wisdom. By recognized attachment power and changing mental attitude is more upward metal. So, to be able to discover everlastingly peaceful realization, enlightenment, whatever you call, creative or inner creative, you can't go only one thing, the wisdom, metal, together can go. Like elevator, you make fantastic elevator, stone elevator you put there, without electricity, the energy, how can you run? So the electricity, energy, the elevator, together, make it turn, you bring upstairs. So same thing, everlastingly peaceful upstairs house, upstairs room, to be able to read, you must have two things. Wisdom and metal. Evil or bad or something like that. There's no outside evil. I'm sure some people think Tibetan art looks like there is something in a horrible form, evil, something like that. They believe in something outside evil. Mahayana Buddhism never even explained evil is outside. You understand what I mean? That evil is a transformation of the attachment or ego. So therefore, anyway, doesn't matter. Attachment is evil. If you want to know evil, somebody is asking, what is evil? Says, my attachment is my evil. My ego is my evil. If you want no evil, word in such a way interpreted. If you don't, doesn't matter where is evil, outside or inside, don't worry. All the benefit your life experience, happy feeling, all comes from other people. When you born, you come with nothingness from mother's womb. When you born, you just come without clothes, isn't it? You come. So your parents put clothes and give milk and you take care so much, so much. And then grow, now you have clothes, this thing. Come to what? Other setting being airport. Part you think you pay money. But money cannot win. If somebody is without making this curtain here. So all comes from it. Really, any pleasure you think. Example of, you know, when I eat, oh, I so much enjoy cake. That also comes from other people. One who doesn't put effort to make cake, how can you have cake? So all your enjoyment, all your enjoyment, all your experience with some sort of enjoyment, everything comes from other sentient beings, other people to give it to you. That is, I'm sure, difficult for you people. I can't believe. That I can't believe. Too much for me. Yeah. This meditation course, in the morning, first time we have some drinking, check out what that drink comes from. That is effort, it comes from others. Every day we have milk, it comes from other beings. You not drink your own milk. So, really, if you check up all your equipment, all your equipment, all other people is giving to you, you come in this earth with nothing, and other people is giving to you, and so come. Without other people's kindness, you impossible to live life. Do not think such a society, intellectual, build up life, working, paying, making money, and then you have life sort of. That is sort of intellectual society build, such a way, how to run society. Actually, society, without the society to make this kind of arrangement, how you can get? How you can get American from the pump to move on? I'm sure you understand. How from the mountain, how the fruit come, and the fruit transport, this thing. The society kind. The group together make to arrangement to make life easier. That also society kind. Or the structure to make, trying to make human preserve and make life easy, they try. Example, yeah. We so much attach your reputation, do you? If somebody make to use, anyway, without the other people, if you are alone, how can you get a reputation? Really, you are not linked with other people. You are alone somewhere. How can you get a reputation? People say, you are such, 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 and praise, those are. This comes from other people. So the reputation and the food, clothes, all your enjoyment comes from other sentient beings. Forgetting others' kindness and thinking, I did everything, sort of, is a wrong conception, mental attitude. Totally unrealistic. You can see, you check out all the supermarket food at the other setting being airport. You can't do everything, isn't it? Other mother sentient being, other sentient being, human being, putting airport and brings and putting supermarket and that way valuable you can buy. I'm sure your attachment, ego, and so long time you never thought that is other sentient being can. You never thought. I'm sure such time Lama talk about to you, perhaps you think, oh, I think that can't be. That is the Lama's thinking. Can't be. You really check out that. So important. I'm really not joking. Yes. So what about dear? Otherwise, so many we are religious people, so we emotional. We just pick up ideas. We're doing so ritual things. So all religion is custom. You understand? Religion is not custom. Anybody's custom. Dharma is nothing to do with the custom. It's the understanding. Understanding. Realization is Dharma and religion. Of course, we are so ordinary. Even religious things, Dharma things, we're just looking sensely, senseless. Dharma is not sense object. Dharma is nothing so able to do with sense perception, view. The wisdom, wisdom. Mind view, wisdom view. To approach or to seeking the attachment to nature and to seek all the your pleasure. Human existence, persevere, it comes from other sentences, calm and effort. You don't need participation on this religion, on this religion. You just do it, that's all. You just realize. Otherwise, so many times, we something, idea we pick up, other official idea we pick up, or religions, or Buddhism, or whatever you call. Then sort of we take that idea and so superficial action we do it without no understanding, and so poor quality, and sort of almost hypocritical. The idea is only the pollution rather than beneficial and solve the problem. So you can realize in this earth the communism and the idea change. Is a radical, radical change. Without the changing inside, so much trouble. You understand? I'm not talking about politics, but I talk about the psychological, the human problem I talk about. That's all. You can't change it, dear. You can't change it. You look deeper, deeper. What do you look at besides idea? Idea, somebody say idea, oh so good. We often do, especially in Europe. People so much intellectual, they like idea so much. They don't care what is idea put coming into action. Idea is so sounds good, oh I like, you know. I love that idea. We don't know idea how peace with the action. You understand? This is more important. Don't think idea is so good. Idea is sky, you are earth. Never coming together. Unimportant. Be realistic. Realistic. Is so difficult. Without a changing mental attitude, pause to make it equal. I think if you ask me what it is, I think impossible. Okay, I go say impossible. Impossible. Okay, without the attachment, mental attitude changing, impossible to make equal. Impossible. But real possible. Without radical changing outside, can completely change your inner world, inner mind, completely egoless, can become totally violent rather than too extreme. This is so logical, so logical. When you have equilibrium feeling, which is beyond these two extremes, your inner nature is equal and peaceful rather than conflicting. the inner ego, the experiment, giving, outlooking also, so beautiful, so beautiful. The beauty in it, you see beyond this physical form. Human beauty is you see beyond this form. I'm not sure beyond me, I'm not sure what I mean. What I mean, it means you can see human beauty is inside rather than only outside. What you appear sense perception. So wanting, so realistic. Without relating with the other human being, how can you exist in? Impossible, impossible. You live life without other people, without relating with other people. Therefore, the most time, all our life, human mind or brain or whatever you is, relate with other human being. And so much influence is coming in the mind from other human beings. So the most time is human problem, I say, is come from the human being. Isn't it? Copy from other. So, do not think human problem is outside. Something, a place or this thing. So therefore, to solve human relationship, so important. Problem of human relationship problem, so important. So realistic. So, your behavior and your psychology becomes humanitarian. I'm not sure.
Sure.
Yes? Humanitarian?
Humanitarian,
yeah. What is the... Okay, doesn't matter, yeah. I think we understand. We communicating. Surprise, isn't it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Mm-hmm. When you realize other mother-centered being is so kind, then instead of other being, this life sort of rejecting feeling, they becomes beautiful for you, appears for you. Then there is space, true love, profound love, deep love, deep reason, not the superficial reason. Then also feel equilibrium, in a feeling equilibrium rather than too extreme feeling. So logical, reason should be feeling equal. This all human being, all sentient being, wanting equalness, happy. No one wants equally unhappy feeling, including myself too. I want to be happy. I never desire unhappy feeling. I want boy any complicated feeling comes. I want boy as much as possible. Try. Although I'm too ignorant, basic, intuitive, the completely universal living being nature. Egoism, wanting happy, not desire unhappy people. But my figure, too extreme mind, which is I choose everyone alike to wanting healthy and happy, but other one is I forget. Or even sometimes who are agitated me, if he has something good time, I jealous at him. So I restrict unbalanced to extreme mind. Like, I mean, my to extreme, the mind is like the two people come. The situation, they both are hungry and thirsty, extremely. I look at, they come to you. I look at, I choose one. I choose one. Okay, you come inside. You cannot come, you go. Situation, I know equally what they are. But the narrow mind, choosing one is coming. I love you. And you give good and cloth and drinking and this thing. You give up other situation, same situation. So narrow mind, so silly mind, so extreme mind. This all comes from misconception, attachment. Unbalanced mind, doing action, this kind of thing. So unrealistic. Even where materialistic, scientific levels, if we check up that, so unrealistic. Nothing to do even with religions or Buddhism or whatever, doesn't matter. This kind of ridiculous mind is even if we check up even ordinary people, non-religious people, and understandable. So simple. So, mind putting in equal feeling, thought with all living beings, and concentrated. You understand what I'm talking about? First, you have to check up a little bit intellect when you meditate. Then you can't reach somehow really equal, really same thing, sort of, somewhere you read. That way, you read your mind into that equality field. Enjoy it. It's so remarkable experience. This is Mahayana Buddhism called equilibrium meditation. Maybe we break, maybe breaking, okay? So please excuse me. Okay, you can go pretty and then slowly and complete with equilibrium feeling. Do not forget equilibrium meditation. Even if you walk, equilibrium feeling and complete with equilibrium feeling. Thank you so much. So very important to recognize all the desire and the hatred and the dislike and such a deleted problem is it comes from an attachment and ego. Actually, this attachment ego, when the come past coming ego mind coming. Start from ego mind, then form the attachment. The reason why past ego, concept of ego, building eye or the polluted projection giving on eye, such painted, covered. Then started, when coming eye, object eye, which is really superficial, artificial and illusory and objective of ego, starting looking sense world, sense pleasure. So then attachment sticking, clinging. Sort of evolutionary. This is evolutionary. So then first time ego self, ego mind self, I, then automatically identify I is separate, totally with other agents, with other people. So then there is two things comes, automatically feel. I is the most important thing. Then second is the narrow mind choosing one atom for the sense pleasure. Then third one, rest one is unimportant maybe, perhaps, or perhaps the object. So that will start. So perceiving such a self-existent, undependent,
or their hallucination are accepting, immediately there comes other, appears other, which is totally separate from you. Other. There's no I, there's no appear, other. So then separation. So that separation build up, then all started, all the samsaric problem. Of course, you understand, there's all also ego. How ego come? Is ignorance produce or cause ego. Lord Buddha demonstrated that is to sort of physical level, to other. Is it, I'm sure you people saw the willow like tanga. Pig is eating, biting tail of the chicken. And chicken is biting tail of the snake. Round like that. It's symbolic. It's not Tibetan custom. Really, it's not Tibetan custom. Lord Buddha himself, when Lord Buddha existed that time, he told his disciples, draw these things and send some people prison. Which is, he sent one king. He's not religion. Just send prison. Do not say anything explanation. He check out all time, He realized one time, the art explained itself for him. He realized this is because it's poison and a problem. Through the art. Therefore, art, many times, keeping art in your room is so much effective. Same thing, movie. You always go movie. I'm sure you understand. So simple, isn't it? Sometimes some movie makes you like that. Oh, sure, yes. So simple. Some movie makes you so sad, compared. It's not the reality, it is the illusion, isn't it? You know, you all know. But there's so much out the reflective mind, the mirror of mind, taking all garbage reflection in without discriminating. So there's so much effective. That visualization. Very important. You are aware what kind of vision coming, environment vision coming, way of your living life and association with the peoples, and how effective for your mind. You check out how giving attachment impression in your mind. Or how hatred impression giving in your mind. You check up. If you are psychologically familiar and clear, you can understand. But we are sort of completely in no internal war. So what if like ego man in bathroom in your mind, you know? You say, okay. I mean, in other words, you know what I mean? The attachment, ego making, in your brain or in your mind, and making bathroom, build a bathroom, and you just don't care. If somebody make bathroom near your house, you completely pick out. My poverty, you make bathroom, huh? We are so silly, we don't know. It's so true. We don't know what really makes you happy. So the symbolic pig symbolizes ignorance. So from the pig ignorance coming is the chicken symbolizes desire, craving desire. And from the chicken, next is the snake. Snake symbolizes dislike or hatred mind. All this evolutionary, you can see it. They demonstrate outside. So perfectly fit in your mind. It is so perfectly fit in universal mind. It is nothing so evil to do his tree. It is nothing so evil to do Lama's tree. It is nothing so evil to do with the religious tree. It is nothing so evil to do with Polish tree. It is completely all equally scientific, internal world, evolutionary. So simple. You can see therefore, for that reason, Lord Buddha's teaching, he always emphasized, understand, he always wanted against release the ignorance. So he not satisfies sort of related game, ritually, plays and idea, clinging. He not interested. You understand now? Action of wisdom is so much emphasized that the only solution he discovered, I can say that is all Buddhas what discover is ignorance, pollution is root of problem. From that study, then attachment has been created desire. That's why he emphasizes understanding, integrated mind only can give solution for the mental development problem. No understanding, impossible to solve any problem. Although we pretending, many times we thinking, pretending, thinking, solve the problem. So really, the biggest problem, your inside enemy, attachment, if you conquer all false energy. Even if you conquer, you want to control your husband, you control. True, it's so control, possible. But otherwise, you're using power, ego's power to you using, try to people, impossible to conquer. All you think is conquer, cannot conquer. Impossible to have inner muni muni, remember? Inner muni muni, okay, oh yeah, good. So to have inner muni muni realization, remember? Conquer. Great conquer, greatest conquer, the inner enemy, inner attachment. The attachment, then you control all. Remember, the historical Lord Buddha, when he is meditating, some part comes with the guns, so many things to sort of almost provoke for him. And he, what he did is he meditated, equilibrium meditation. Universal law, we say, Chambe Tengizen, Tibet was Chambe Tengizen. He said that time, meditated Chambe Tengizen. Tengizen means Samadhi. Chamba means law. He said Samadhi of law, true law, meditation. All those army or whatever, they throw the guns, these things. When they throw, it becomes flowers, it becomes nothing for him. He conquered completely. You can see, it is not Tibetan only art, in India art, India historical, they draw this kind of thing. So Lord Buddha conquered all the enemies, not that he's an army, he has super atomic bomb, and so we win, sort of. Not like that. He has a super inner atomic bomb. Universal love, he conquered whole world. I think it's so true, I mean. Even one Tibetan meditator yoga, Geshe Ben, it's called Geshe Ben, and he tells, when I was a kid, I have the arrow, strong arrow, I take in here, and the guns here, and that much knife here. By day, I think with some rosy sun
awaiting dear people.
I think with light there. And the night, I go seriously for things, getting things for the ego, for attachment. That time, so much enemy for him. So much enemy. Everything becomes for him enemy. And so difficult, he says, to have getting some sort of pleasure. When he give up that, all these arrows and knives and guns, he give up. There's no enemy coming outside. All becomes friend for me. And he get more some sort of pleasure getting things. Then before he try so much effort with guns and arrows and things and knives, this thing. This is his experience, he says. So now I have no more enemy. All my sensitivity becomes so beautiful. Really, truly a friend. Before you see, he's a psychology, wrong concept in mind is to be able to have friend, one side, to have one friend. And he becomes powerful and he fights, he kills others. So he thinks that his psychology, wrong concept of attachment, is making this participant, friendship, to be able to have, he must be have so powerful. He thought that one. So he says, oh, totally, that psychology is wrong. Even simple example. When somebody is picked up, something like that, with anger, instead of you going like that, you go there now. You try with much love as much possible, understanding his situation. He automatically, he comes down. By dissipating your peaceful energy. But when he is like that nervous, you ate one of those. You see, that's so simple, isn't it? So simple. So therefore, the equipment to conquer outside enemy, to conquer inside enemy. You know what I mean? We interpreted outside enemy and inside enemy as we know, attachment. And ego associated to department. The powerful ego meditation, true love, equilibrium meditation, and slowly can develop also with citta. Example, simple example. When you have one son does a silly thing. So silly thing, and you know intellectually it is so silly, but you love so much to him. His silly things, actions, for you not bother, you just accept. Because there is love, so not bother. But somebody else does, you pick up, isn't it? It's not just outside, it's your interpreter. So you see your son is so beautiful. So the quality you beautiful and visualizing, the bad things are coming, even that control. So you accept exceptional, you make it exceptional. Same thing, if you understand the real diversity nature, the human nature, human situation, with the equilibrium understanding, like your son may sometimes naughty to you, but you're the positive side, control that. Still you accept it's beautiful for me. Same thing, any living being, universal living being, something for you does silly thing, seems you see silly, but by your basic nature knowing, that not bother you psychologically. Also, you know what really he acts is external is a superficial mind, attachment following such a superficial ego's point of view. You know, it's not that he thinks he wanted to do. His psychology, such uncontrolled mind, pushing him to do this one. More compassion. He has no free will. Completely pressed by the two divided remember? Completely married. Having this kind of situation, you don't need the compassion, I have compassion. You don't need that. The compassion in children comes, in children. Because compassion comes from understanding the situation of the quality, the nature of human phenomena. Then becomes automatically comes. Not that the intellectual comes. Okay. I think better time to stop. Okay. So therefore, so word one, one time to recognize, once one attachment character, and this is the biggest problem and enemy, there's nothing outside problem. And so, actualize equilibrium meditation. I think, so word one, so today, we try to do equilibrium. Equilibrium is not emphasized outside, not radical, radical changing. Do not think that way. It's inner mind. Mind be feeling equal with all living beings. With the real logical, true logical, your approach, analytic knowledge, wisdom. When you can't reach sort of feeling equal, you stay there. Tibet calls it jogum. Jogum means you just let stay there, one point in yourself. As much possible, long. When they start it, then again get logical. And explain yourself. And describing characteristics, the nature of the attachment. So final comes conclusion ego speaking. Then you stay equilibrium feeling. When your mind even small part of equilibrium feeling, you started part. That time you started part. You just stay there. More important than too much intellecting that time. I think you're okay. Okay, thank you very much. We'll see you afternoon again. Thank you.